As we get ready for the start of another school year, it's time to understand how things have changed. For example, yesterday, bullying would usually result in maybe a bloody nose and a trip to the nurse's office. Today, as we've seen way too often, bullying results in an excessively violent response, usually involving a gun or the suicide of the target of the bullying. Adding to the issue is how bullying now happens online, not just in the schoolyard. First guest today is with us to preview an upcoming conference which will allow educators a better awareness of this issue and how to always be ahead of this way too often occurring impending tragedy. Here are the details from the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies is Shauna Moses. How are you today, Shauna?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
And to learn more about the event that we're talking about here and learn more about the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org. I know it's a lot of letters, but we have it linked over at our website as well, because that is where you can register for Back to School, Building Youth Resilience. It's happening September 11th from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Carer Clinic, which is on Route 601 in Belmead, New Jersey. Clue us into what the goal is of this conference, Shauna.
Sure. Actually, it's our sixth annual conference that we're co-sponsoring with Attitudes in Reverse. And that's a nonprofit that educates students as well as teachers, school faculty, other adults who work with or interact with kids about mental health, suicide prevention, and recognizing when students are struggling and how to intervene effectively and refer them to services if they determine that's what the level of need is. And as bullying has been an increasing problem over the years, as you had mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, we wanted to focus on that because there's the long-term impact not only on the students who are bullied, but also there's a mental health component in the ones who do the bullying, and which leads to this kinds of behavior. So we're definitely concerned about the mental health issues underlying the bullying from both the victims and the bullying students' perspective. And so we put this conference. We have a different program every year, but still focusing on that bottom line of building youth resiliency, strengthening their mental health, and enabling them to lead lives that are as positive and happy and healthy as possible so they can succeed in school and other areas of their lives.
And so that idea of awareness that educators and parents as well have to be aware, because the superficial can be deceiving. Case in point, we probably all remember, certainly we've talked about it here a lot on the show, Mallory Grossman from Rockaway Township. She was a stellar student, active in social activities in school, out of school, seemed to be have everything going for her, yet she was getting bullied, and, well, she committed suicide. And that was, you would look, again, superficially at someone like that would, well, she's happy, everything's right with her, she can take anything, withstand anything, and just, I think that's an example, a powerful example of just how fast bullying can tear someone down.
Absolutely, and that underscores the importance of education for the students, so that even just teaching them to be kind, it sounds like something that we should naturally be born with or naturally develop, but I think in more recent years, compared to like when you and I were growing up, there seems to be less focus on that kind of education. There's so much negativity, and social media seems to contribute to that because it gives some security. That might not be the best word, but it kind of makes people feel, well, I can bully online. That's not going to have as much of an impact. They don't realize the impact because they don't see it, versus if they were bullying someone in person. And there's much more isolation. There's much less interaction in person, partly because of screen time. I'm not saying that social media and video games are the ultimate culprit. There are definitely benefits to those things as well. But depending on the extent to how much those things are used and if the students using them have underlying mental health issues that they might not be addressing or aware of, or that the adults in their lives might not be aware of, then it could get to an extreme that would have a more extensive impact on their mental health going forward. So our conference is to build awareness of all these issues, provide resources and strategies to give students opportunities to balance their lives between screen time and real-life interactions, build positive relationships, strengthen their mental health, even if they don't have mental health issues, it's part of our overall health. We want to focus on that just like we would our physical health in a preventative way. And we just want to educate as many people as we can to make that education possible and make help students live healthier lives.
So we're Shauna Moses from the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, NJAMHAA.org is their website. That's also where you can register for Back to School, Building Youth Resiliency. That's happening on September 11th from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30 p.m. at the Carrier Clinic, which is on Route 601 in Belle Meade, New Jersey. And again, to register, you go to the website NJAMHAA.org. We have a link over to our page as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Thinking, too, about bullying then and now, Shauna, online bullying, that's 24/7. And, you know, for an adult listening right now, think of your Facebook page. You know, you log on, you always see a little red number on the top of the page that tells you how many people did something, either commented, liked, or shared whatever you posted on your Facebook page. Imagine waking up one morning and seeing that little red number in the double digit, let's say 24. And every one of those 24 comments basically said, you're a loser, you should kill yourself. How would that make you feel? And that's exactly what's happening to some of these kids.
Yeah, it would definitely make me feel terrible, no doubt about it. And those who have depression or anxiety or any other mental illness, they're going to be even more impacted by such negative comments. So by building students' resiliency and their confidence in any way that we can, it could help protect them from harmful comments like that. Also, it could help prevent people from making such harmful comments because, like I mentioned earlier, those who do the bullying behavior very commonly have mental health issues of their own, and that's the way they act it out. It's a way, it's a coping mechanism, and obviously not a positive coping mechanism. So we want to teach those as well.
A lot of cases, too, they come from hostile households, too, where mom and dad are always going at it, and that's the environment they're used to. So for them, it seems typically normal.
Yeah, that is unfortunately a fact, but I'm guessing in a lot of households, because there's so much stress in life now, in adults' lives as well as students' lives. There's more competition in academics and sports and trying to get into colleges. Parents are stressed balancing their work lives and their home lives. They might not be aware of everything that their children are experiencing, what they're involved in, what is affecting them. And we need to find a way to step back somehow and build that awareness and be in tune with everything so everyone could adjust to the stresses in our lives in a positive way.
For you listening to, if you think that example I gave is a little far-fetched, but let me remind you about the story about the 9-year-old boy in Colorado who came out, said he was gay, thought he was telling who he believed to be his friends, his classmates, one after another told him he should kill himself, and that's exactly what that young boy did. And in New Jersey, if you look at the suicide rates of those between the ages of 10 and 24, the 19 to 24-year-old age group is on the decline the last couple of years, still high, at around 9.4 per 100,000 individuals between 19 and 24, and that's high compared to about 10 years ago when the number was around 8. But if you look at the 10 to 18-year-old demographic, that has gone from 1.9 per 100,000 in New Jersey youths to the last year they did the survey in 2016, a 3.3. So basically the number went up by 50% as far as a ratio of suicides between 10 and 18-year-olds per 100,000 in the population, 1.9 to 3.3. That's a trend that has to be reversed quickly, Shauna.
Absolutely. It's even one death is tragic, and certainly these dramatic increases are very alarming. And the suicide rate in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender population is a lot higher than in the general population. So it's even a more alarming concern in that group. So back to the education is the importance of building tolerance and understanding. And actually, our conference last year focused on the LGBTQ population and the specific challenges that they face. Whether they are open about their situation or when they do open up. And there are situations where parents who learn about their children being lesbian, gay, or transgender. Some are very supportive, which is so wonderful. My sense is that that's kind of rare, and a lot of them are not supportive, mostly because I think because they don't understand. And same thing with, and I'm not saying LGBTQ is a mental illness. They're totally different. But the similarity between the two is that there's the stigma, and that's because there's a lack of understanding. So it all comes back to education and building access to support services, whether it's a support group, just to build that sense of belonging and understanding, and also access to services for those who do have a mental health disorder or a substance use disorder.
Conference is Back to School, Building Youth Resiliency. It's happening September 11th from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at Carrier Clinic. That's on Route 601 in Belmead, New Jersey. To find out more, and more importantly for any educator, school administrator who is listening, to become a part of this conference, you can visit njamhaa.org to register. We have a link over to our page as well. That is the website for the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies. And from that organization, we've been joined this morning by Shauna Moses. Shauna, thanks for previewing this important event. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.